Sorry, Aaron, by your message.
Okay.
Yeah, we were just sorting out details related to my new phone because I bit the bullet and bought myself a new phone. I'm getting it tomorrow. Happy days.
Oh, you got Amazon Prime?
I'm getting. I did. I'm getting a. I'm going for the 16 Pro, 512 gig because that's the only one I could get.
Nice.
There was only literally three left. There was either that or there was a 1 tera, there was a 1 tera version, which I would have got, but that had gone by the time I looked at it. Then I saw they got a 512 gig version. I went, there's only three left. I'm going to have to go for it. Snap it up, get one. Because I wouldn't be able to have got anything. There was nothing else.
Wow.
They are literally selling like freaking hotcakes, as we say over here. As fast as Apple are making them, they're going out the door. That's how good it is right now. Good for them, but not good for us, because supply and demand is a little bit crazy. I don't normally buy into new phones as quick as this, but mine is not going to make it to the States because its battery, I don't feel, is good enough. I'm just going to turn my heating off. It's less than 80%. So, and in case you're wondering where the parrot is, she's at my mum's because I'm getting ready to go to Nikki's in October, but I've got a few things I need to do before then, so I've got rid of Birdie early so I can get my cleaners in and get this place tidied, and then Birdie's now safe where she needs to be, so I don't have that to worry about anymore.
So what exactly is the issue, Aaron?
So, I mean, you guys can obviously hear me now, but whenever I'm on studio with this microphone, I'm having to hold it up right up against my mouth.
Right. Okay, let's get into NVDA remote. Let's have a look at the settings and see what we've got.
I'm using it for Team Talk now just to see how it sounds.
It's there, but you're kind of far away. It's kind of lower level, but it is working.
Okay, the key is studio on videoremote.com.
Right, okay, let me just fix that. Right, let's take a look. 7:44 a.m. Ah, I've got that new Tel NVDA remote thing as well that you told me about. Let's go here and see sound. Let's look in here and see what she's. Right, let's. Okay, right. So it's USB Audio 2.0. That's the one you're using in Team Talk, right?
Yep.
Right. Oh, the InZone headset's back online again, I see.
Yeah, I got that charging for now, but it keeps on dying
quickly. Right. So you got it going then.
Oh, why it's dying quickly? That makes no sense. That is so weird.
Alright, let's put that at 100% on that. Let's go for AGC. Right, let's apply that.
God, that could go days without charging it.
That's Echo, good. Stop. It doesn't want to, does it?
No.
Right, so that's at 100% there. Right, so let's see. Let's see what we've got here. Oh, we've got a bunch of desktops on your machine. Do you need those, Aaron? Because I've noticed you've got extra desktops loaded.
No, I don't.
Right, let's clear that. No. That will help your resources a little bit if we get rid of them as well. So, 50. Ooh, 73 on that. Hey, hang on. Let's see. Right, so I'm just checking things in TeamTalk there. That's fine. Let's do that.
Wee.
Let's bring this up and have a look. Come on, pain. It is a bit of pain. Studio has been a pain. There it is. It finally fired up. That took a while to pull that in. Right, let's have a look. Input. Make input tab. Right, let's see what it is. That's that one. It's the lining we're wanting to do. Right. Okay. Let's see. That's, that's using cable output. That's what's going on there. So let's do. Put that there. Right. When you use this, Aaron, obviously, you're only going to be using the one device at a time. So if you do. That it should
test.
You should be able to
I sound quiet.
Should be able to hear yourself. Yeah, that you do on Team Talk as well. There's not much we can do about that. Let me see. Let me see what the if I can change the volumes. I might be able to change the volumes on this. I don't know. Input mixer button. No, it's already there. I've done that. Right. Okay, so I can't change the volume. No, so I can't change. I've maximized it to what it needs to be. But it might be one of those sort of microphones you might have to go closer to it to make it work. Because some microphones are like that. It doesn't tell me what type of mic it is. It's not giving me a make. It's just telling me. It's not like mine where it says Samsung Q2U or anything like that. But some microphones are omnidirectional, so you've got to get quite close to them.
Mm-hmm.
In order for them to behave the way you want them to, so that mic.
I think it sounds louder.
Does a little bit because I've upped it from 92% to 100% on the input stage in Windows, so it has boosted him a bit. I can't boost it anymore. There's no other way I can adjust it. All I can maybe do. This might help. Let me try something. What I might be able to do is offer up a second compressor. That will compress the microphone because that will bring the loudness up on the output. Let me try that. Let me have a look. Can I do this? Line output. What I might be able to do is put a processor there that will. If I put Optimax on that, what that will do is it will double compress. So it's going to be compressed once and the Optimax on the line is going to take it more. That might just boost your mic level a bit more.
Okay.
We can try that and see what happens. There's nothing else I can think of doing. Let's see what it's like now. Right, it's in.
Test. Oh yeah, it's better. Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's the only way we can do it, is to just introduce a second layer.
Can we do a test on your thing and see how it sounds?
Yeah, we can do that. On your make that work.
Worlds, not worlds, but heats down, but.
Yeah, on my, because I think my little test server's still there, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, so we can do that. I'll put. Let me. Hang on. Do I have this set up to do this?
Hang on. You just need to hear it on your end, babe.
Right. Okay. I was gonna bring it so you could hear as well, Nick.
Yeah.
We don't need to.
No, I'm. Will. You're the expert as far as sound goes.
I think the extra compression is what it's gonna need to bring that mic up. That's why I've put an extra, because for each section, babe, you can actually apply an effect to each bit.
Yeah.
So most of the time you don't need to do that. You can just put it on the master stage, which is a mixer part of it, and that is enough usually. Mm-hmm. But in this case, we've had to apply to the line in because it's lower.
Yeah. So
the compression just pulls Aaron's volume higher.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not entirely sure how a compression works, but it's a very good thing and everybody should have it. No, I don't have. Right, I don't have. Right, that's. I don't have the thingy on there, so what I'll do.
Let's play it through yours so you can hear it. That's the important part.
Yeah, let me just set that up then. Right.
Just need to test it to see how he sounds.
I think this is the only.
I mean, it already sounds better just with what you've done.
Nope, I don't have it.
Oh, you don't have my little server in there.
Yes, yeah, you can't. It's World's Test Server. Because
The test server might be working.
I don't know if he has the. I don't even know if he's got it on there, so.
It is. It's in the. Right, okay, so.
Do you have the test server on your WinAmp?
Will's the waiting test server. I have that one. What did I do that for? Hang on. Let me do that. Alright, that's there. Right. So, let's bring. Bring that and see what happens. Ooh, it connected to the test server. That's good. Right, let's just do that then. Right, line in is on. Right,
it's back on.
Hang on, let me just do this. Hold on, I'm just.
It doesn't mean the main server's on. It just means the test server's on.
Right, alright. Try saying something on it now. Yeah, that's sounding nice. It's very nice and auto gainy compressy. That will make it work.
Yay.
Yeah, that's gonna work. That's gonna work. I mean, it's better if you talk closer to it so you don't get the background noise, because
like that?
That's just the way these mics work.
Yeah.
Yes, that's better. If you do that, it saves the background noise, you see, because the compression's gonna add extra noise to it.
Yeah.
But there's nothing we can do about your setup because the way that mic is. But yeah, if you talk like that to it, you're gonna sound great guns with it.
Is there any
Yeah.
Any way that we can apply compression to to Windows to make my mic sound better?
We've applied, not in Team Talk there isn't, no, but in
Studio.
The way that only applies to Studio. The fix that I've done only applies to Studio.
Okay.
I can't apply anything like that to your team talk side of things. That's just not going to be a thing.
Yeah.
But that will only be working when you're using the line input as your main mic. If you're using your headset mic, that'll use the default settings. Which most of the time, that's what you'll be doing, isn't it?
Right. So if I unplug this microphone, it'll go back to VB cable?
No, you'd have to go into the studio and change the option for that.
Okay.
Because we've set it up in such a way that you wanted it set where L controls one mic and M controls the other. So if you're on the headset mic, but you want to change to your desktop mic, then using L will allow you to make the switch mid-show. That's what we said about doing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So you've got a dual mic setup. If you need to change it, say if you did want to do team talk, then you'd have to go to the inputs and change things in studio, which it's not hard to do.
No.
But you'd have to go to line input and change that to a VB cable, if you even wanted to do that. But for now, I wouldn't advise it. I would just say use what you've got.
Yeah.
Because it sounds good. You don't need to bring people in.
No.
If you don't want to. You can have them in the background with you, but they don't have to come in.
No.
But they can be in your ear, because they can give you requests and stuff, but they don't have to be on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what Nikki and I mostly do on a Saturday night. Apart from last night, I did bring her in briefly because we were talking about something. I had the option to bring her in, so I was able to press L and bring Nikki in, but I don't generally do that.
Yeah.
But now and again I have, because the way this is set up, I can, with this machine, I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we're, as far as I can see, we're set as far as we can go.
Cool.
And see how you get on with that setup. I mean, it's not much of a change I've made, but let me just take you out of there like that. There we go. Right, we're off the test server.
Okay, cool.
And that's as good as I think we can go.
Awesome.
I don't know what else I can change apart from what I've done, so I don't think we can go any further, but I think that's it. We've hit that as far as it goes.
Cool.
I'm tired.
That made it very easy.
And you're all set then, Aaron?
Yep. Happy days.
Happy days.
Absolutely.
Well, one thing I wanted to ask, why is my speech faster in studio than out of studio? That's like weird.
I'm not sure.
That's strange thing.
That could be the profile setup that we did. But I can't see why that would be a thing. I mean, if you want me to take a look at what it's currently set to outside the profile, and then I can go to studio and I can match it if you want.
Yeah, can you?
Yeah, I think we can do that. It's not a long job.
Let me speed it up a little bit.
Put your speech to where you normally have it.
There you go.
Right, so that's where you normally have it, 55. Right.
I close studio.
Right, so that's... Let's load that up. It's going to change it. But we know that. But we know where it needs to be, because you've got your default of 55. So all I have to do is rate match. That's all I have to do. Oh, that's weird. That's 55. It's set
but if you go into studio, like if you go into studio, it gets a lot faster. Like that.
Right, let me just check. Ow! Right, now it's editing as it should do. Right, hang on, let's see. Ooh, yeah, that's gone. 55, there we go. Right, let's do... Right, okay. Let's just go through this.
There we go.
Well, that's there. So what I'm going to do now is save configuration. That will do that.
There we go.
I'm going to come out of studio. Right, I'm going to just minimize that. I'm now going to go back in the studio and make sure it's stuck. It should have stuck. It should have stuck there. Should have took that. So we'll see what we get. I don't know who Revenant is.
It's a friend of mine. Yeah, I did. Got it. It's stuck.
So it's got it, has it? It's stuck, has it?
Happy days.
Excellent. We're done then. We are done, boy. We are done. Woohoo!
Yay. So I guess the station will be back online tomorrow?
I'm guessing so, yeah. I don't even know if it's offline now or online or where it's at, but they said it's offline today, but I don't know what's going on at the minute.
Yeah.
Happy days. Right, well, I will disconnect from your system. And we will see how you get on with that new setup and see what that does.
All right.
There we go. And I'll just reload mine. Just reload mine in VDA because we can do that. Ugh.
Cool.
Get rid of that. So I'm just clearing NVDA add-ons out that I don't need in my system that I thought I was going to use. But it didn't work, so yeah, I'm stuck with not using that one. I want the add-on that Chris Duffley got, the tone generator thing, but I can't find it on the add-on store.
Huh.
He found a different add-on that... does the tone generation differently. You can choose what waveform it uses. And it's actually got some good sounds.
Up on the server. No, it's not.
Ready to switch servers?
Yeah, we can do, actually. We'll go back to where we were. We can
carry on what we were doing. Check you out later, Aaron. Okay, bye-bye.